Welcome to Healthy Relationship. My name is Grace Festers. How are you today? How is your relationship? Is your relationship getting better? Yes, it should get better. Every day is renewed in God's presence. So if you are attached, fully attached to God, it should get better. God's desire is that everything gets better for us. And this is wrong with your soul. Things will work out together for your good. Today, I'll be sharing on handling third party involvement in our relationship. Yes, third party involvement in our relationship. Third party involvement should be little. If at all there will be any third party involvement in our relationship, it should be very, very little. See, you understand the scriptures that says, "For this reason shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife." A lot of us have not learned leaving, and so we are not able to cleave in our relationship. Without leaving the third parties, you can cleave to your spouse. I need you to know that no other person apart from God should take priority in your life more than your spouse. No other person apart from God. God is first. God is ultimate. He's the lover of our soul. So after God, your spouse comes next. Place nobody above your spouse except God. Your children are third parties, if you don't know. So they mustn't come before your spouse or be ranked above your spouse. Your children will one day grow up and live to build their homes. So if you've woven your world around them, when they were around, then be ready to have your world crash when they leave. That's it. If your life has been centered around your children, especially women, we need to learn this. If our world is centered around our kids, when they leave for university, they become lonely because you place them above your spouse. Now listen to this. Your mentors should not take the space of your spouse in your life. Mentors have their own space. They have what they will do in your life, and they cannot be your spouse. Your best friend or childhood friend shouldn't take your spouse's space. In fact, your spouse should be your best friend, as she or he is your soulmate. So a lot of us don't understand this. So we misplace our priorities. And that is why we allow the room, we give room to the devil. We don't guard our hearts. Because when you are so connected, you are so attached to somebody else other than your spouse, the devil will capitalize on this to attack you. You should learn to take initiatives when matters arise in your relationship. Depending 100% on your mentors or parents to take all the vital decisions for you shows your immaturity. And you know, marriage is not for, it's not for people that are not mature. It's for matured minds. It's not for babes. That is why we always encourage that you need to be matured physically, spiritually, and financially before you say yes, I do. Maybe I'm going to handle that sometime later. Talking about maturity, you should be able to take initiative. You should be able to take decisions. See, third party involvement, deep involvement in your relationship can ruin your love life if not handled with care and wisdom. This person said this about my spouse. Who should you believe more than your spouse? You believe a third party concerning something about your spouse? You need to place your spouse above all of this. If you keep troubling your mentors, see, there's a time your mentor needs to rest. There's a time you take counsel from them, but you don't need to choke them up. That's why your spouse is there. He's your soulmate. It's somebody you can talk to 24/7. That is why you are knitted together. See, you and your spouse are a team with God. And that's why the foundation of your relationship matters. How you form families, so see the foundation being destroyed, what can the righteous do? So you need to know that third parties, over involvement of third party can ruin your relationship. So you should learn how to check your track. Have you gone off the track? Are you trusting somebody else more than your spouse? You need to go back to your drawing board and work on this. You are a team. Three chord cannot be easily broken. You, your spouse, and God, you form a very formidable team. It is well with you, so I pray for your relationship. Wherever you are hurting or you've taken decisions that is affecting your relationship negatively, I pray for God's wisdom, for God's knowledge to retrace your steps and take the right decision. God bless you. Connect with me on Twitter at @grace_firsters. You can read great articles also on my blog, www.embodimentsofgrace.com. God bless you.